Well, the future is a mystery, but what's new in history? I am here with Dan Horning, a co-host from the regular Fan of History podcast, and we have a new What's New in History, kind of fun, a fun one here. The title of this article is called Humanity's Earliest Recorded Kiss Occurred in Mesopotamia 4,500 years ago, claims a new study. And it's by, from the University of Copenhagen, which is close to Dan.
Typical Danish Hello, people Dan. To care about the first kiss in history.
They
are our happy-go-lucky cousins.
They like kissing a lot over there. They're a little louder than you guys.
Yeah.
Quiet, but still louder. Yeah, so this article says that the recent research has made a hypothesized that the earliest evidence of human lip kissing originated in a very specific geographical region in South Asia about 3,500 years ago, where it may have spread to other regions, which simultaneously accelerated the spread of herpes simplex virus 1.
So then it might actually be the first kiss.
It could be. It could be. I mean, it's obviously hard to say. It's funny. You wonder, is it natural or is it a thing? So I'm not going to try to pronounce these names too much, I don't think.
I can do it.
But it's, go, please.
According to Dr. Truls Pank Arbel and Dr. Sophie Lund Rasmussen, who wrote a new article in the journal Science.
Mm-hmm. And they draw on a range of written sources from Mesopotamian societies, and they say that kissing was well-established practice 4,500 years ago in the Middle East, and probably much earlier. So that moves it back before they had thought it was 3,500 years, and now they say it's 4,500 years. So what's that, like 2,500 BC? Read right here. We go. In ancient Mesopotamia, written on clay tablets, there's contained clear examples of kissing that was considered a part of romantic intimacy in ancient times, just as kissing could be part of friendships and family members' relations, says Dr. Pank. That's, I have to say Pank. Pank is a word we say in Scranton. That's not a real word. If you talk to someone in Scranton.
Dr. Truls Pank Arbel.
Yes, the Dr. Truls Pank Arbel, but in Scranton, if you could get the most intelligent person, and they'll say Pank. If you're going to pack something down, like they'll say Pank it down. And I've had conversations with people. I said it's not a real word. I didn't learn it myself until I was in my 40s. So anyway, that's a little the history of Pank. Dr. Truls Pank Arbel, who I pronounced terribly, he's an expert on the history of medicine in Mesopotamia. He says that kissing probably didn't originate in one region and spread over, but rather appears to have been practiced in multiple ancient cultures over several millennia. But what I find, it, so in my opinion, it seems like it would be more of a natural thing. But, you know, as a historian, there's somebody doing research, how can you tell? You know, they have to just go by the first recorded incident or a picture of it. But one of the doctors, she says that research into bonobos and chimpanzees have shown that both species actually engage in kissing. So that may suggest that kissing is a fundamental behavior, why you find it across cultures.
Well, that makes sense.
That makes sense to me. But do you know about bonobos?
Oh, yes, I love bonobos. Whereas...
I knew you would.
Yeah.
I knew you would.
They're called dwarf chimpanzees in Swedish.
Yeah.
And the thing that made them evolve away from the chimpanzees is that they were split by a river. So they were separated from the other chimpanzees. And on the Amazing. Bonobo side of the river, they evolved into horny hippies. Pretty much.
Exactly.
So they solve everything with sex and they don't kill each other like chimpanzee do.
Amazing.
And if the chimpanzee ever get across the river, but they really can't swim. But if they get across the river, they will kill the bonobos instantly.
Oh, for sure. Unless, the bonobos would have to just, like, screw them to death, I guess.
Yeah, the bonobos would probably try to have sex with the chimpanzees.
They would definitely. Like when bonobos come across a new food source, like, or a feeding ground, they get so excited they have an orgy.
That's cute.
It is so cute. You want to hear something? I got to tell you this.
Yeah, tell us more about the bonobos.
I have to tell you this because it's just crazy. This is just biology, okay? I'm just talking biology. This isn't, I know it's a family show, but this is just biology. Quote, bonobo clitorises are larger and more externalized than in most mammals. While the weight of a young adolescent female bonobo is maybe half that of a human teenager, she has a clitoris that is 3 times bigger than the human equivalent and visible enough to waggle unmistakably as she walks.
A good thing Hanno didn't come across these guys.
Oh, my goodness. We'd have a new race of humans.
Or they would be hanging on the walls of Carthage.
Oh, my gosh. But kissing is a potential transmitter of disease. So in addition to its importance for social and sexual behavior, it may have had the unintentional role of transmission of spreading microorganisms and viruses like herpes simplex 1, which is where they suggested that could be accelerated by the introduction of a kiss. And so they say, like, around this time, they sort of have a substantial corpus of medical texts from Mesopotamia that mention a disease that are reminiscent of herpes simplex 1. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're talking 2500 BC. You only had writing for a little while. So maybe they just didn't get around to writing about kisses.
Or herpes.
Or herpes. There's a similarities of an ancient disease known as Bu Shanu. Bu-Shanu. Bu Shanu. From Mesopotamia, that sounds like herpes simplex. And it was located primarily in or around the mouth, the throat, and symptoms included, sores around the mouth, which is obviously a sign of herpes infection. They say that the authors of the study conclude that future results emerging from research into ancient DNA will lead to more discoveries and discussions about the complex developments and social interactions historically, such as history, which can, be a driver of early disease transmission. So it will benefit from an interdisciplinary approach, different types, DNA people and historians and linguists and all that. But, basically what we're saying here is that the first documentation was thought before to be around 1500 BC. Now we feel like it's something like 2500 BC. And when I post the article, you'll see there is a picture of two people obviously laying on like a couch and making love and kissing. Very romantic picture.
Is that a woman on top?
I think so.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
It is.
But that looks like a breast.
It does. And it does. They look like they're very happy. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think kissing is kind of natural. And I guess we're talking about romantic kissing. We keep kidding around, but there's also kissing of, kissing your friends and, your children, that kind of thing. And some cultures kiss on the mouth.
Yeah.
Their friends. That kind of thing. Kiss on the cheeks. I mean, and then you have Eskimos that just rub noses, I guess.
The picture we're looking at right now, it looks like this guy and this girl got their bed from Marduk's Mattress Emporium.
They did. And that's a good segue to segue into our sponsor, Marduk's Mattress Emporium. Make sure you check them out. MarduksMattressEmporium.com.
They haven't paid us for 4,500 years.
I know, seriously. I do have an actual other Patreon sponsor that doesn't put his money on Patreon, and I'll give a shout out to him. His name is Tim Holmes, and every time I see him in a bar, he buys me a drink, and that's considered his Patreon donation. I am skimming from you, Dan.
Yeah, but you're allowed, as you do such a good job.
Oh, good. Thank you. So, yeah, it's a short little what's new in history. I will post it on the in the show notes so you can see the picture and you can read the articles and see what you guys think. I appreciate your comments on it. Let me know.
And we'll keep you updated if we find more news about kissing in history.
And herpes.
It must be a natural thing.
Yeah, I think so. Don't you think, I hate to say, but like, I remember the first time I kissed a girl, like, kissed, and it just, like, came naturally. Like, it just, I mean, I watch it on TV, and you saw the Fonz, my age, you know, we saw the Fonz kissing on Happy Days, and it just, like, it just came natural. I don't know. It seemed natural.
Hey, I just found something.
What?
There is a cave painting, a rock painting in from Brazil.
Okay.
12,000 years old. That sounds very early for Brazil. And it's called The Kiss.
Come on.
But it's a rock painting, so it could also show two chickens headbutting each other. But it is considered the oldest kiss in the world, but it's not as clear as the Mesopotamian Marduk's mattress kiss.
Okay, well, I will make sure you send me that so we can post that in the show notes as well.
I will.
We'll definitely check that out. And maybe we'll send that to the authors of this study.
They probably claim that these are chickens headbutting each other.
You can't. I mean, you got to give them credit, the scholars. I mean, they have to be sure. It's more, it's like a court of law, you know. You can't say, well, because like Herodotus does that in his ancient history. He'll just say, well, in my opinion, the reason that the Nile is, you know, floods is because of this, and he's because he says the sun moves or something. You know what I mean? They just have these like what they think is a cause and effect, but you really have to have a proof. So that's why they do it. But in my opinion, people probably kiss before. I don't think somebody invented kissing in 3500 BC or 2500 BC, and then it's, you know.
What a great invention if they did.
It is a great invention, and we're not even talking about where else the herpes might have landed up, so let's just end it at that.
Oh, I love this podcast.
All right, well, check out our – this is a free Patreon episode, but check out our Patreon – patreon.com/fanofhistory. A couple bucks an episode. We'd appreciate it. Tell your friends. Thank you,
Dan. As a bonus content here at the end, I want to mention that Ekka Shai and Laksana Tiranarat has the record for kissing the longest time. They kissed each other for 58 hours and 35 minutes.
OMG.
This was organized by Ripley's, believe it or not, in Pattaya in Thailand in 2013. And their kiss ended on Valentine's Day.
Amazing. That is amazing. Okay.
That's it. I'm done for this episode.
Okay, everybody. Cheers. We'll catch you next time. Thank you so much.
Did they actually kiss with the tongue or not?
I'm stopping.
Yeah, we probably should stop. Talk to you later.
Stop. Talk to you later.
Stop.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.